Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Among the texters for Ask, thank you for coming on board here as always. I hope Adam is calling in from Costco. I was there at 9. It was wild.
Oof.
So when are you headed?
I have to go right after this.
Okay. Which Costco?
Egan.
Egan. Okay. Is that a better parking lot? Have you ventured over to the St. Louis Park one?
I don't believe so.
It's the worst parking lot known to
I
planet
think just
Earth.
By nature, Costco parking lots are horrible.
What are you getting at Costco?
I have to get my dog's medicine.
Okay.
And
which one?
Marge.
Marge, what has she got?
She's just old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of an arthritis situation?
Yeah. A little bit of that.
Do you ever try it yourself?
The dog medication?
Yeah.
No.
Couple glasses of wine, yeah. You know?
I also have to get wine at
yeah.
Costco, too.
You're kind of coming around to Costco and wine, right?
Oh, I've for a long time.
Yeah.
Great wine selection at Costco.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see when I get there.
Okay. Are you having a big gathering?
We're going to a gathering that's probably a dozen, maybe at
dozen.
The most. Yeah.
We were debating this yesterday. Average gathering, we're talking 7, 8? We could go 6, 7 just to fit in with the kids.
I think it's higher than that.
You think it's higher?
Yeah. I would say 10.
I think it's 10. Okay. You are required to eliminate one food from the traditional Thanksgiving meal. You have no choice.
Yeah.
And it can't be something obscure that Nana did when she was yelling at you on the garage, on the roof.
Like, do dinner rolls count?
Dave Harrigan, dinner rolls, do they count?
It's a weak choice.
Oh.
But yes,
like
they
a green bean casserole?
That
counts.
That gets a little more gutsy.
That counts.
Good.
Because we were conferencing in others yesterday, and we've now added the green bean casserole, and I wanted to push stronger against it, but others on the phone are like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Chip Scoggins says it's his favorite thing.
Chip,
think
on.
About that.
Jeez.
I mean, we crushed it. I mean, honestly, if your favorite thing is the green bean casserole, yeah. Are you telling us that you're being held hostage?
What about adding, like, if you could add one item, like a traditional maybe Thanksgiving.
How unique does it have to be?
It doesn't have to be that unique.
Brisket.
Yeah.
I love brisket.
Oh, sure.
My sister, Kathleen, both make great hams. My sister's making a ham tomorrow. Do you do a ham also, or
dull,
we do a boring turkey?
Nope, a little bit of both.
Yeah. Dave, you take one thing out. What are you taking out?
Well, it would be the green bean casserole for sure.
Yeah. The turkey. The turkey.
No.
It's.
I would add mac and cheese, like a good mac and cheese.
Okay. We've added that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Because middle boy loves it.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to have, we've had kind of a spicy mac and cheese the last couple years. That's really good. Adam, Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park is the best place for wine in the state.
Really?
Check it out. Now, that's 10 minutes from here, and you experience both. You would get the parking lot of Costco just to see tyranny happening, right? The end of civilization as we know it, and then just angle over to Liquor Boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been there?
I have been to Liquor Boy. It's very good. It's excellent. Adam, what is one instruction you remember from your driving instructor back when you were taking your driver's license?
Boy.
That's a good one.
Doc Flum, who's a great guy.
Excuse me?
Doc Flum, Everett Flum, F-L-O-M was our...
Was he an actual doctor? Was this his nickname?
No, he was because like he was the team trainer for the high school teams.
Yeah.
Also, might have been the greatest racquetball player I've ever seen in my life. Nobody ever beat him, ever.
I once played a buddy in racquetball when I was pretty decent in tennis, and he was like older and he's kind of frail, glasses. I'm like, Scott, because he was talking trash.
Yeah.
21-1 He
smoked you.
I think he gave me the point. Because he was laughing so
That's
hard as he was running me into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like 30 years older than me. I was just, I was weeping in the corner at the end of it. Is Doc still with us?
No, he passed a long time ago. But Doc was like also the driving instructor. And I remember he was also my neighbor. So we just used our family car and he got in the car with me and we went. And I remember like he asked me to take a left across like a cross stop and take a left on a busy road, and I kind of started rolling on slow. He's like, "You got to hammer it, man!" And I just like I'll never forget that.
That's one. Really good. That's good. Now I had I'll get to my drivers at comment in a second, but yesterday coming here on Emerge, I had the triple slingshot. Okay, so merging on to 394, not exactly a quiet.
Yeah.
And this buffoon who should lose their license and suffer a high ankle sprain went from the merging lane all the way over to the fastest left lane. That's
gutsy. No, that's gutsy move.
That's
quality gutsy.
The doc would love that.
The doc, yeah.
Right?
Doc
that's hammered.
Well done, Adam. Here's your permit.
We had horrifying accident videos.
I never got those. I just remember those from movies that I watched where other people, blood on the highway.
SA Driving School, which is right where my favorite Thai place in town is, Nong's in New Hope. Be a bit of a drive from Rosemount, but it is such good Thai. But, oh, my God, every other time we're there, it's people getting decapitated. Yeah. And then I don't think I had any driving because my father would not let me drive his car.
Oh, so you never got the hours in?
I think we lied.
Yeah.
I think we lied, or I drove with other parents because no way. Adam, can I call you with my snow totals, Mike and Mora?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be sure to call.
Yeah. Is this the neighbor that destroyed the trunk with an arrow?
No.
No, not that. What's
jart.
That?
It was a jart.
A jart.
Yeah.
Do people still play jarts?
They're antiques if you have them.
Yeah.
You don't sell them anymore.
Jarts, pretty good game.
Yeah.
What?
It's very dangerous.
Who doesn't like that? You like to live dangerously.
Danger, yeah.
Yeah. What is the most common backyard game
bags.
Now? Is bags still it?
Cornhole, yeah.
Cornhole. How about badminton? Do we play a lot of badminton? It's not macho. Look at the look on him. Like, it's not macho enough
for
you?
Where are we, the Hamptons? I mean, you got to wear white, too, a little croquet and badminton.
I didn't realize.
Oh, make me another sea breeze.
Lovey.
Yeah.
Dave, did you think badminton
this is the Hamptons,
was an elitist?
The good neighbor to the Hamptons.
Only the top 1% play badminton.
That's 1%.
What is the badminton set at Target
Lovey,
cost?
Where's my shuttlecock?
I mean, the badminton set at Target cost like $9.
I'm going to get back to the city.
We do have caviar in between points.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, a little caviar break.
Mike has called in. Mike, always a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving. What do you want to add, sir?
Happy Thanksgiving. Adam, you're probably going to hear this when the political stuff starts up at the table. Yeah. But Uncle Adam, how will we know when America is great again?
Yeah. And I'll say it already is. It never was terrible.
You're a true patriot.
Yep, I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I might get in this tomorrow, but let's touch on this a little bit. If you can't suck it up on Thanksgiving, and whether it's just you shut up or Uncle Earl is just as woke as it gets or as MAGA as it gets and you just let him go, come on.
Yeah.
Have Thanksgiving together.
Yes.
The idea that I'm not going there because they're Trump supporters, yeah. And I think he's the end of the world. We got three big-time Trump supporters in here, right? If they like the guy and love the guy, fine.
Right.
Let him talk.
Right.
We'll move on to other things. It's embarrassing, right, if you're going to cancel it for that?
Oh, for sure. But also, you know, you don't have to talk about it every flipping day.
No.
Or don't be one of the people who, you know, likes to push the button to get it going. Like those people, that's like, get out of here.
That's fair. And then when somebody acts like the adult and says, you know, uncle or old,
right.
We got it.
Yep.
You made your point.
Yep.
Go to the specialty drink over there. Make sure you grab the one with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They can make their point.
Yep.
But there's so many other things to discuss.
Yep.
All right, let's pause right here. Plenty more coming up with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Keep the text coming for Ask Adam Anything.
I've been informed that the medicine I'm picking up for Marge is bladder medication. Mm. Keeping her continent. We don't want to
know. You want continence.
Yeah, we want continence when it
you
comes
want
to
that. Yeah. I also think you should know the medication. I don't think Jen should have to tell you, right?
He's a noted dog hater.
Yeah. This is, again, plays up to this show
hell to get
not
the medicine
really caring about their animals. That Jen, who is a loving, kind person, has to tell Adam, this is the medicine we're getting for our dog. Would you just take any medicine? Like if you go there and somebody says,
yeah,
hey, I got some other medicine.
Ride the dragon. Pop one in and ride the dragon.
No.
Marge, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not riding the dragon. You want Marge.
Marge to ride the dragon.
Okay. I want to discuss the delivery process. So ordered something for the house. And paid extra for it to be delivered.
Okay.
Okay. Heavy. Okay. It was delivered to said house, but was not brought in to the house itself. Is that really delivered?
Well, was there somebody home at the time?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, multiple people.
And this is an indoor item.
Yeah, furniture.
Okay. Yeah. If you're delivering furniture, I would assume that that gets delivered to where it's going to be, right? Like they bring it in and put it together? And
not always.
Okay.
You can, now I think places, a lot of them have different options. You can pay the extra to, you know, come in, set it up. You can pay for the garage delivery or just the
I think we need greater clarification.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
maybe you didn't read the fine print.
Yeah. Or you just assumed that it was.
Yeah.
If
I'm Jed Hartman, they'll know what to
probably
do.
Probably on you, then.
If it's delivered, it should be brought in and installed, correct?
It depends.
How far you got to go. A lot of people are handy and do that on their own.
Yeah. Amazon drops stuff off your door. Right. It's fine with that.
If it's of certain size, I think they bring it in.
What would you know about that?
Size isn't an issue. So you're okay with this?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they have an option. I think they should have an option where they bring it inside. And
so now we have two options. I'm paying for delivered, and then I'm paying for it delivered and installed.
Yeah.
Am I also paying for delivered, installed, and installed properly?
Well, it's touch and go.
I mean, how many more checkpoints are on this list? I'm not a fan. Adam, who does the majority of cooking at your house on Thanksgiving?
We don't do any cooking on Thanksgiving because we're going somewhere else. So
where are you going?
Be zero. My sister-in-law's house.
Okay, so you're going to the sister-in-law.
Yep.
Have you volunteered to say, hey,
what do you want us to bring?
Yeah, what can we make?
Well, we're bringing wine. I think that.
No.
Well, I know that. Obviously, that's not making anything, but I think that's sufficing for what we're bringing.
You could make it.
It sounds selfish. Dave, does that sound selfish to you that
we should make mashed potatoes and bring mashed potatoes?
Yeah. I think you should. If you go, and it's a duo, I think you should say, what can we make?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like we're totally, like, refusing to do anything.
That's what is that what you heard?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you're just going to bring the booze, which you're bringing mainly for yourself.
For myself, right. Okay. Hey, you got any wine over there? Well, this is mine.
Started with four bottles. I don't know what happened. We're down to two.
The good stuff for me.
He's going to line it up. Okay.
Well, this is one of mine. No, this is mine. This one's yours.
Here's the Boone's Farm over here.
Right.
Here's the Silver Oak
with
Adams on it. Yeah. What are you doing?
We are also traveling. I will be making the stuffing and the cornbread, bringing that over.
Nice. Oh.
And arriving early in the morning to stuff the turkey itself and get it going.
And did you see, you're on the phone, so you've grown bored by the segment.
No, I'm communicating with my other half.
He simulated the stuffing or something very inappropriate. I'm not sure which it was.
If you're a turkey, you would say it's inappropriate. Mm.
You really want these furniture folks casing your abode? Is that what we're worried about?
Mm-hmm.
That they're casing. By the way, is a great word. I don't think we use casing.
They're looking around. You know,
I mean, I'm not giving them the
opening cupboards and
yeah. Don't be such a cheap ass, Chad. Tip the drivers, and I'll bet them are getting in. The offer was made for a notable amount of money.
Yeah,
and still. This is Uncle Earl, Adam. Until I get universal agreement with my points, I'm not stopping.
That's right.
God, that would be. If they're just unrelenting, that would get really old, wouldn't it? Ad, listening from Arizona, Chad told us to go in our basements. What happens next? I forgot. Yeah, we sent everybody to the basements. Tough situation in Arizona, though.
Do they have basements in Arizona? Mm-mm, not many,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm. Do you have I remember listening to you in maybe it was July or August, and you said you and Jen have found a new winter home. Dave, do you remember where the winter home was going to be for the Carters?
I don't. Remind me.
Well, I mean, just think of like a warm weather destination.
Close to water.
Yeah, close to water.
Yeah. The UP.
Chicago.
Chicago.
He said.
It wasn't a distinctly winter.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You said.
Yes, our winter
about,
home.
We like it so much we're going to get an apartment there, and we're going to go there frequently during winter.
I didn't say during winter. No, I didn't.
I have them all documented.
Okay. It's on the record.
It's on the record like it was there. Are you still thinking about getting a place?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The
hellhole, Chicago.
War.
Blood dripping down the ceiling of the house.
Our guy Dan, he's called in twice, once to this show and your show, and both has used war recently.
Yeah.
The war on Donald Trump, literally war. No. And by the way, no one could identify the charges. It's really tough, Dan. And then the war zone that is Chicago.
No.
Because when I think of Michigan Avenue and that area around Gibson's.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, it's
taking
like
your life in your hands.
Man, it's Kiev, right? It's very similar. Adam, this is your ex-family. Please swing over for Thanksgiving. Okay, so how does that work with the kids?
They're with me today, and then they go with Heidi over to her family's home in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
on Friday night. She takes them over there Friday morning. So
yeah, we got a bit of a rotation because Kathleen's having an earlier one,
mm-hmm.
then we're having the later one, and the Michelle's family is having a Saturday.
Oh wow,
get together.
Yeah.
Where do you stand if
Love
it's
it.
Days later? You still
Love
like it?
Absolutely. It makes things easier. You know, you don't have to so much pressure to hit so many places in one day.
Right. Are you, if you have it on a Saturday, should you pivot from the turkey, stuffing, mashed dinner?
That's a tough call. Because if
that's why you're here, to answer the tough calls.
If you are, I mean, if it's your only shot at Thanksgiving, though, you want that, right?
Yeah.
But if it's like, say, hey, and we know you guys have had a couple of Thanksgivings already, we'll do something completely different. I would love that option, too.
All right, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the turkeys that will succumb to the blade for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.